maybe at some point on New Year's Day or during the week prior to New Year's Day, what's right for you is to pull out your journal or some stationery and write a letter to your loved one describing all the different things you've learned about yourself since their death. All the things you accomplished on your own, which you never thought you would. And also write the things you feel you will conquer in the coming year. And when you're finished, you can reflect on just how far you've come in your journey of grief. And don't beat yourself up if you think about things that you didn't accomplish or that your accomplishments are minor. The point is that you've experienced them, you've chosen to go through the pain instead of sidestepping it, and you should be so proud of even the smallest accomplishments. So stay strong and keep moving forward. Lastly, you know, the winter can be lonely, dreary, and rainy. You need to plan activities which will keep you busy. Not overly busy, just busy. Open up the blinds every day and let the sun shine in. Let the light come in. Get fresh air into the house, even if it is cold outside. Hibernation can only lead to depression, so try everything you can to combat it. I'm going to speak now about other holidays and events that may occur in the future and provide you with some practical tips on effectively handling each of these days. Remember, all the information and coping strategies during year-end holidays, which we've just spoken about, should be considered for each of these events as well. As with all occasions, remember that the anticipation and the scenarios that we portray, that we conjure up in our minds of what that day will be like, is often totally exaggerated from what actually does take place and the emotions we actually do feel. The idea is to not make yourself crazy trying to envision all the things that could possibly happen. You'll drive yourself bonkers. Instead, realize that you will take the day as it comes. Go with the flow and allow yourself to experience whatever emotions do come up, whatever their level of intensity. There is no way of predicting what you're going to feel. You don't know what the day will bring. Plan ahead with activities which will comfort you and be flexible. So many of my families have told me that they thought that what they thought would happen versus what actually did happen was so different, and the anxiety which they built up within themselves was totally unnecessary. One of the questions most asked of me is, should I go to work or should I stay home on difficult days? The answer to this comes after much soul searching. For some, going to work distracts them from the level of intensity they feel may occur. But for others, staying home covers them either way. If they feel sad, they will have the comfort of their home. And if they feel good, they may want to interact with family and friends or simply take a drive, visit a favorite site of their loved ones, perhaps a park. Maybe they even want to attend a baseball game because their son loved baseball, and this will make them feel closer to him. The decision is totally a subjective one. There really is no correct answer. If you just cannot make up your mind, then tell your boss not to expect you. But if you do feel up to it, you may just be in after all. This way, you cover yourself either way, and you have immediately reduced your level of anxiety. Now you are ready to plan. You're free to plan and change those plans that morning if you choose. Now let's go into one of the most difficult days is the anniversary of their death, and especially the first anniversary. What makes the anniversary of their death so difficult is that the weeks and days leading up to their anniversary may be filled with great anticipation, as we mentioned. As the mental countdown continues, you begin to realize that at least at this time, last year, they were alive. Your memories of what they were doing 1 month before, 1 week before, 1 hour before, is relived and replayed over and over again. You know that as the actual date approaches, you won't ever again be able to say, well, at least last year at this time, Paul was driving his treasured car. Or at least this time last year, Victoria was planting the bulbs for her beloved tulips. You think to yourself, well, 2 weeks before, we went to Sunday brunch together and she talked about this. And the week before, we went shopping, and she wanted cotton candy, pink cotton candy. And as the anniversary gets closer, you may look at your watch and relive in your mind the many things which happened and the progression of those happenings leading up to their death. If you were with them when they died, you'll remember how you felt, what you said to them, perhaps what they said to you. You remember how you broke down crying when the doctor came in to listen for their heart and nodded at you that they were gone. Or you remember how you found out that your loved one was killed, where you were, who told you, how you felt, perhaps even what you were wearing and the position you fell into after hearing the news.